informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louis and Monica with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. A man from the Gold Coast has passed away from a heart attack after waiting in the back of an ambulance for hours. The 78-year-old man had a serious diabetic problem when he arrived at the Gold Coast University Hospital last Tuesday in an ambulance. According to emails leaked to Nine News, paramedics expressed concern over the delay after the patient was triaged at 4:43 p.m. and was not transferred to the hospital. At around 6:30 p.m., the patient was transferred from the ramp to a bed in the resuscitation section. He experienced heart failure in minutes, and although he was put on life support, he later passed away.
A 29-year-old man is in critical condition after he collided with a pole during a skydiving training course in Tugaluwa, north of Brisbane, on Sunday afternoon. Skydive Ramblers chief instructor Ben Nordkamp said the man was attempting a solo jump when he crashed into a post during landing, despite his parachute functioning normally, sustaining multiple serious head and chest injuries. Emergency services personnel and first responders arrived at the accident site at 3:45 p.m. and arranged for the man to be flown to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital later that day. A safety and training officer visited the crash site yesterday to investigate the accident, but its cause is still unknown.
In national news, eastern Australian states may face periods of high blackout risk due to the slow rollout of renewables, according to a new Australian Energy Market Operator report unexpectedly released yesterday. Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia and Victoria will face reliability gaps unless urgent changes are made to hasten deployment of solar and wind energy and batteries. AEMO has claimed that project delays may lead to the long-expected closure of New South Wales Earring plant, the largest coal-fired plant in Australia, to be delayed from 2025.
Telco giant Telstra is laying off as much as 9% of its employees, with CEO Vicky Brady stating that up to 2,800 jobs might be lost in an effort to improve productivity. Brady stated this morning that Telstra would save roughly $350 million if the majority of the job losses were implemented by the end of the 2025 financial years. Layoffs are expected to begin later this year. In defending the action, Brady called the layoffs necessary in order for the telecom giant to, quote, make the necessary investments to support ever-increasing growth in data volumes. The Communications Workers Union's National Assistant Secretary, James Perkins, referred to the cuts as a, quote, national disgrace.
In international news, Julian Assange has been granted the right to challenge his extradition to the US in a ruling made by the London High Court overnight. Assange, who is currently in prison awaiting extradition to the US on national security charges, is expected to challenge the extradition on the basis that his removal from the UK is incompatible with the right to freedom of expression under the European Convention on Human Rights, and that he would be prejudiced at his trial as he is not an American citizen. The editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks, the organization Assange founded, said in response to the ruling that there is now a, quote, glimmer of hope for Assange. Assange is facing charges in the US with a combined maximum of 175 years in prison over WikiLeaks' publication of classified US documents in 2010.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Before we go any further, you must know, this one comes with a language and content warning.